Good evening, and welcome to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative, and, well, a bit of everything, really. Anything I think I can excuse myself to crowbarring into the whole alternative-ish genre of stuff. And tonight's programme is brought to you by myself, Nigel, here in the studio, but I'm joined by Tim Sinister, of many things, partially of LSRFM's Dark Archers.
That's right.
Partially of the Sisters of Mercy cover band, The Marching Men.
Thank you very much.
I believe you're also a blogger, a writer.
I do keep my hand in. I am The Blogging Goth on Tumblr and a few other blogs, so check me out there as well.
So, yes, we have Tim Sinister in the show tonight.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you very much, Nigel.
No problem. And he'll be bringing us some of some tunes to listen to, really, and a bit of chatting, just to keep things interesting. But talking about tunes, I started there tonight with a track that I brought in and chose. That was a very, I don't know, I think it's a bit interesting. It's by Stephen Poisse of Mind in a Box, but he's also teamed up with someone called Ray Kieferd that I'm unaware of, but has been described as a gaming guru. And apparently he's these two people have teamed up to make a music video based around the art form of machine anima. So using computer games to essentially the 3D worlds in computer games to make videos. And that video is based on the Portal 2 engine. So it's set in the Portal 2 world, which, given Mind in a Box's kind of whole ethic and storyline, that fits incredibly well. And if you go onto YouTube and search for that track, I think it's called World Without a Sky, you can see the video with the music. And also you can purchase that track from your regular MP3 store. I think I picked that up from Amazon's MP3 store. But yes, it works incredibly well, suits each other, and just hearing Mind in a Box music, watching like the Aperture Science logos swim by, I thought was actually quite a lot of fun.
I can see that being very popular with kind of fans of both that kind of style of music and that kind of style of game.
Yeah.
You can see an immediate crossover there, a lot of cross appeal.
I still haven't played Portal 2 yet. I've been kind of... It came out in the summer, and I don't want to spend too much time in my house in the summer. It gets quite warm. especially the PC I use for playing games like that is in the warmest room in my house, so I thought I'd leave it until the weather got a bit more rubbish. I didn't want to spend time outside. And, yeah, I've kind of got that queued up for this Christmas holiday. I'm going to spend a few hours or days...
probably days, I think.
playing Portal 2, or at least that's the plan. Hopefully my life won't get too hectic and that'll still manage to fit that in somewhere. But yes, I'll feedback on how much I've enjoyed Portal 2. But that's Stephen Pross's Mind in a Box. Stephen Pross, I think, quite often gets deemed just Mind in a Box. He is the voice of Mind in a Box. He's the main producer of Mind in a Box. He just seems to be Mind in a Box. Well, not the live version of Mind in a Box, but he's certainly as the composing side of it. So yes, check that out. It's a lot of fun. I thought I'd have to play that. But we're going to carry on with a track Tim has chosen for tonight. What have we got queued up, sir?
Yeah, that's right. I've just been recently introduced to a band called The Ravionettes, and September of this year they released their latest album, Observator. They're from they're Danish from Denmark, and they're kind of dark indie rockers. They've been going since 2001, but this is the first album I've come across, and this is their song You Hit Me, I'm Down, and it's a really kind of nice, mild, ambient style, but quite dark underneath kind of track, so I'm hoping people like it.
Okay.
You.
are still listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. And you heard that. Well, I'll let Mr. Sinister let me know what we played there.
Thank you very much, Nigel. Yeah, that was I Live in Berlin by Robots in Disguise. Pick that one because me and my young lady are off to Berlin after Christmas. So that seemed like a very topical choice. And also Robots in Disguise, Liverpool band of electro-punkers who played, we were just discussing it during the music, they played Deviate last year, and I think, Nigel, you saw them?
I did indeed, and they were very good. They were one of them bands that I think if you get to see them up close and personal, I think I've seen them twice now, and one was back when Rio's was quite a big venue. I think they played there, and I was quite far back, but Deviate Fest, much more intimate venues, and they were very, very good that way. You got to be right up seeing the band. There's just something about their energy that I thought comes across very well.
They have a great stage presence to these. It's just a couple of girls, one bassist, one guitar. Occasionally they have backing musicians, but they're the core, the two girls. Oddly enough, they were made famous, in fact, because they were associated with the Mighty Boosh.
Oh, of course.
One of the young ladies was dating Noel Fielding, and they appeared in the show a few times. So that kind of catapulted them to fame. And I know they released their latest album only last year, which I've sadly not yet had a chance to listen to. But I would encourage people to go out and get it because I'm sure it'll be super.
Yeah, I've been meaning to buy their stuff as well. It's just one of them bands I really enjoyed live and thought, oh, I'll buy some of their CDs later. Yeah. And then never got around to it. And only when you come in on the show and play things like that, I'm like, oh, I really should buy this more often and listen to this. I'm pretty sure I'll enjoy their albums.
Yeah, so we're telling people now to avoid our mistakes. We're telling you now to go out and get this stuff, so do not fall into the trap we have.
Yes, absolutely, and I'll try and rectify that. Maybe if I get some vouchers for Christmas, like I'll purchase
some. Can't go wrong, can you?
And before that, I played you some Vast. That it was Free, the track I played off Music for People. I think I was rummaging through my CDs and looking for their other album, I think, Visual Order, he sent to me Theatre, which is acronym of Vast. Mm-hmm. But couldn't find that, so I went for Free, which is also a stunningly good track from Music for People. But they're a band I kind of lost track of. I used to listen to them quite a lot. I don't know if they've released more recently, but certainly
they've fallen off my radar as well, which is a shame because the stuff they have done, I've got the second album, Audio Sensory Theatre, and it is superb. So if they are still out there, you know,
we should check them out.
We should.
We are doing a brilliant radio presenting here, aren't we? We're showing exactly how not to do your research and
this is right
and play up to date, cutting edge music. What did you choose before then? Was it the Ravenettes?
Yes, I played the Ravenettes. You Hit Me, I'm Down from the September 2012 release of Observator, their album. So I also encourage people to go out and check that very cutting edge and topical. Topical music. See, we can do it.
Just about. Right. It's at this point in the show, I do try and run down the gigs, clubs, events and stuff generally going on in the local area. Although, I was chatting to you before the show and we're looking at a very short list this week.
Sadly, yes.
There doesn't seem to be a lot listed. But then again, a lot of things are kind of on hold, you know. Bands aren't gigging as much at the moment, and things like that. So I'll go down what I've got, and let's see if we can think of anything else whilst I'm doing it. This coming Friday, tomorrow in fact, we have Cape Noctem here in Bradford at the Gasworks. It's the usual combination of some bands followed by a club night. And the bands are this time Big Snakes Mystery Orchestra, Distorted Pictures and Berlin Black, which as three localish bands go, I think that's looking a really strong lineup.
Yeah, absolutely.
I always think Berlin Black should do more headline gigs, and they keep turning up on some really good lineups.
It's true.
But with some huge names ahead of them. It's like, well, it's a shame. You could really probably hold your own.
They really could. I've played them several times on my own show, and it's always been they're supporting so-and-so, they're supporting so-and-so, and it's a great way to get established. But I think we both agree that Berlin Black are now at the stage they can hold their own.
Absolutely. I've thought they could hold their own for quite a while, but you know, they've clearly gone through and done the business of the touring thing. So yeah, hopefully this will be the first of many headline gigs for them. If not, it's, you know, get down there anyway and just check them out, because they're a great band.
Absolutely.
And that, of course, is followed by the Cape Noctem club night. I don't think I've got the exact times for that. I think I harvested those details off Facebook, and there weren't some exact times. But I imagine it's pretty much the usual venue at about 7:30, first band at about 8, club night at 10 or 11. Gothupnorth.co.uk is also the place to go for Carpe Noctem style events, so there may be more details on there. Go check it out. So either check out Facebook event for Carpe Noctem or Gothupnorth.co.uk, and the details will be there.
Did we mention that it was free?
We didn't, but
it is free.
They are free,
yes,
aren't they?
Carpe Noctem. Unique amongst many Goth Nights, it's free entrance to both the gig and the club night.
Which is good stuff. Well worth it, indeed.
Absolutely.
It'd be well worth paying £3 or £4 into as well.
You're getting a bargain there. You know, great bands and a good club night for absolutely nothing out of your wallet.
Right, yeah. Carrying on, following that, on Saturday, we have the Wendy House at Leeds University Student Union.
Mm-hmm.
As usual, this runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. Costs £5 on the door. Is open to students and non-students alike. It's got two rooms. It's got the big main room that they play goth, rock, indie, cheese, a bit of everything in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you've then got the Mutate room that's slightly smaller, but you get kind of more electronic, industrial, hard, dancey stuff in there. And both rooms are a lot of fun. You can wander between both rooms. You don't have to choose on your way in or anything like that. You can just wander around and be dead social.
Mm-hmm.
Or dance your night away in your room of choice. Or both rooms, legging it between them. It's a lot of fun. So I believe sometimes there's a theme, or there's usually a theme, but I don't normally mention the theme because I don't tend to notice it. But
well,
I think
no, I can understand that. The theme, this is another weird theme because they often do come up with real left field. And I checked, and it's office party.
Yes.
Theme. Now, I don't know how you're going to play that one. Do you wear a shirt and tie and then be sick into a bin and photocopy your arse? I don't really know.
I wonder if they'll provide photocopiers.
they really should. To maintain the theme, they really should.
I wonder if there'll be a stationery cupboard you could take a lady into.
Oh, I say. Or gentlemen, we don't discriminate.
No, absolutely. So, yeah. www.thewendyhouse.org for that. Or, of course, there's usually Facebook events for all these things.
Absolutely.
Following that, I think there's kind of, yeah, you've got the kind of Christmassy weekend where I don't think I found anything of note occurring. Everyone will be too busy for Christmas and doing family stuff. But following that, on Friday the 28th of December, there is the Xmas Phono reunion at The Wire in Leeds. According to the Facebook event, it starts at 10 p.m. That's pretty much all the details they've given. Now, going on past experience of these nights, these have run two or three times a year for the last couple of years at least.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been to these a few times, and they start at 10 and they tend to leave it vague on how long they'll progress for. Presumably, if it's quite a night, they'll shut up doors early. But what happens, or what I've noticed happening, is a lot of people getting there early because they don't want to miss the club if it's only going to be running for two or three hours. So it ends up being packed for quite a large chunk of the night and continuing until at least one. So there's no guarantees from that, but my experience is it's a good few hours and it's a lot of fun. And it's usually about a fiver on the door, but again, the Facebook event was a bit vague on those details. If you like your alternative tunes phono-y, you don't even have to have ever been to the phono. It's not like an official school reunion or anything. No, it's just the old DJs of that night, those nights, getting together and putting on a very similar night, and it's usually a lot of fun.
It's usually the music from when they were DJing, so you get some authentic kind of on-the-button 80s style goth and pop and alternative and everything.
Yeah. I do like the way that it's a great excuse for a DJ not to have had to buy new records for the last 10 years.
It's true. It's true.
It's like, no, I'm authentically a 80s, 90s DJ. Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And skipping slightly forward after that, the last thing I've got on my list is the Flock Live at the start of January. This is January the 5th, Saturday,
yes.
January the 5th. So still in Leeds at the Library Pub. And again, the details are pretty much the same formula as most Flocks with a band are. So it's some bands followed by the club night. The bands this time are Quasimodo, Bad Pollyanna and In Isolation. Again, I think the times when I checked on the Facebook event were a bit vague, but these usually get detailed in a lot more detail nearer the time, and we're over 2 weeks away yet. So if you're intent on going to that, which I would recommend it, looking at that,
yes,
those bands, Quasimodo, Bad Pollyanna, In Isolation, all very good bands.
Absolutely. I can't speak on In Isolation. I don't think I've seen them.
I'm suspecting I have. I've got a bit of a rubbish memory. I think they might have flocked before about a year ago.
I'll take your word for that, because
I'm not sure either.
No. But we've both seen Bad Pollyanna, and these guys are turning... I think I've played them a couple of times on my show again, and they're turning into the next Berlin Black. They play very often, very well, and support a lot of big names. Bad Pollyanna are rapidly turning into a real breakout band. They're kind of female-fronted metal industrial goth.
Yeah, a bit kind of with that whole slightly almost operatic style metal.
Yeah, I like that description.
Which is good. And, it's just saying that, you've just reminded me that it's just yet another band in kind of West Yorkshire's cap of... They seem to be... West Yorkshire seems to... Well, all of Yorkshire seems to be doing well at bringing out the bands that get kind of noticed quite a way around the world.
It's true. Quasimodo, the opener band there, brand new, just breaking out, another West Yorkshire band, fronted by Joel Hayes, ex-Action Direct, and... with guitars from David Frampton, ex-Rome Burns. So they've already got like a kind of really experienced lineup in that band. And we've both seen them as well.
Yeah.
And they're another... They're more kind of traditional, kind of maybe Sisters Bauhaus-influenced goth rock.
I felt a bit of a Nick Cave vibe coming when I saw them.
Yeah, yeah. That's definitely... I think it's definitely Joel's kind of presence as well.
Yeah. So, yes... if you're a listener to the show and know of other things that I'm somehow missing, drop me a line. Go to the bcbradio.co.uk website and find the show. I'm sure there's contact details on there to get in touch, so do that. And let me know about stuff and things. And I'm pretty sure there'll be lots more going on in the new year. It's just that kind of Christmas lull we're working our way up to. But topically, talking about the strength of West Yorkshire bands, the track I've got lined up next is... another West Yorkshire band, and essentially I'm playing this because a couple of weeks back at the Flock Live, Rhombus did an absolutely storming set.
Absolutely.
They really pulled out the stops. They were videoing recording the event for presumably some kind of live DVD produced later.
I think that's the plan, and isn't that exciting news?
That is exciting news. But... yes, it was a storming set. They had some Rhombets there, which I don't think I'd seen Rhombets before. I'd heard of Rhombets because I missed the Whitby when the Rhombets
they had them
happened.
on the Whitby. They had a couple of Rhombets at this one. The Rhombets are, of course, the lovely backing dancers and singers.
Absolutely, they're a great band. But they've also got a handful of tracks that are just complete and utter earworms. And I think I've spent the last week and a half nearly humming this particular track. So I'm going to leave you carry on with "You Only Want Me When You're Drunk."
Try out. Treat me like a bloody scum. I know we'll end.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was a very accidental segue of localish bands. just last there, I played Berlin Black with Burn It Down from their first EP, Burn It Down. That'll be one of their first tracks. And oddly, that sounded slightly more punk to us in the studio than we both recall it.
It did. We've both seen them live many times, and they didn't sound as sparse and raw when they play that song live.
But I'm pretty sure that may be something to do with the setup of the studio tonight. I'm pretty sure that's not that recording. It's confusing me slightly. But before then, we had some... Was it Salvation you played?
Yeah, that's right. It was a Diamond Child, one of the most memorable singles by Salvation, yet another West Yorkshire band. They hailed from the era when the Sisters of Mercy controlled pretty much all of the alternative music coming out of Leeds. Like March Violets, Salvation were on Merciful Release, the Sisters record label, and that was one of the singles released at that time. But of course the Salvations, like all of those classic bands, are still going. They supported Skeletal Family, another, you know, West Yorkshire Merciful Release survivor. And they supported them when they supported the Fields of the Nephilim at the end of October this month.
Oh, yes, I didn't get to that gig.
No, they were storming, though, and it was like a trip back in time for loads of fans. Not me, I'm a bit too young, but we don't go into that.
No, we're all young flowers here. And before that, I played you some Rhombus, You Only Want Me When You're Drunk. I keep calling it You Only Want Me When I'm Drunk, which is clearly wrong if you're a setlist pedant. But yes, we did have a lovely conversation deciding that it all depends whose lyrics you're listening to.
That's right.
Whether you're listening to what Maya's singing or what Ed's singing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from their first album, Remembrance Day, which has a couple of other more tongue-in-cheek tracks on it as well. So it's quite nice to see that separation between their two albums so far. Both top quality, but one with a bit more of a grin factor.
I think it's clear to see that Rhombus have definitely been progressing in the more kind of serious direction now. But we were both there when they recorded the DVD at the library. Was it this month?
And
they did play a few classics off Remembrance Day for us older fans.
Yeah, I think that might be some of the last times those tracks were brought out, because I don't think they usually do that many.
They don't.
I think it was kind of for the fans and for the DVD. So
absolutely.
We'll look forward to grabbing hold of that DVD.
Absolutely.
I usually also run down a news section about things that are happening, and I've got this list in front of me, and clearly I've kind of gone a bit out of sequence on this, because the first item is talking about the Mind in a Box Portal mashup thing that I opened the show with, so we can skip over that one quite quickly. Another one I've got is... Rammstein are releasing a couple of things. I think they've just released a new single, which is quite odd because the single is a track from Mutter, which is really quite an old album.
Is it remastered, redone?
The track's called Mein Herz Bent, and it's actually a piano version of that track.
Oh, nice.
So it's a different version, but it's interesting that they've brought out, you know, such a track from such an old album. But, you know, it's a good album, so there's no point in not releasing tracks as singles of it. But what they're also releasing, I believe, on the 14th, which is tomorrow, is a compilation of videos of a DVD and Blu-ray of their music videos from, I think, covering their career, essentially. I saw it listed as 1995 to 2012, but that pretty much covers Rammstein in my books. I'm not sure if they existed much more before that, or if they did, whether they produced videos. So
I don't think anybody else is going to remember. So
I suspect not. There is that's pretty much it does seem like, you know, maybe that's a bit of a cash in for Christmas presents, but as Christmas presents go, I wouldn't say no to that. In fact,
there
I may
you go.
I may spend some money on that myself, because the Rammstein videos are usually quite good fun as well. And the last item I've got is, I think it was something I was meant to mention on my previous show a couple of weeks back, but according to Aria's Facebook, the mastering is now complete on her new album. Now I've occasionally played the one track she's given away as a free download on the show, and I thought, you know, there's one track as a free download, that's a taster for an up-and-coming album. I hadn't realised the album was pretty much recorded, and they were just waiting on mastering, and mastering's now done. So this could actually arrive a lot sooner than I was expecting. I was, you know, expecting February, March time next year, maybe, depending on how things were going. But, you know, as the mastering's done now, it's just a matter of presumably packaging, and even for digital downloads, maybe not even that.
Mm.
So I'll keep my eyes thoroughly on the ARIA Facebook feed and let you know when anything is announced. But yeah, that could be a lot earlier than expected, which is usually a lot more fun, because quite often I read these feeds and realise, I'm reading about Mesh recording an album and they've got three tracks recorded. It's like, well, it could be about a year away from a new album at that rate. All depends how quickly you get in the studio and get all this recorded. So yes, hopefully next year we'll involve a new ARIA album, and hopefully that'll be at the start of next year.
That'll be very popular. I know she's often talked about as a high point of the Infest she was at, which was either last year's?
I think it was the year before. It was the year before.
I missed her, but I heard a lot of people speak very highly of ARIA, so yeah. I think that will get home very well with a lot of people.
Yeah. And, oh, you've just reminded me of one more piece of news.
Mm.
The tickets for Infest 2013, the 15-year anniversary, have gone on sale. Even though no bands have been announced yet, the tickets have gone on sale. I think they're early bird tickets, which come with a weird offer that I wasn't completely clear on. The offer was essentially, the tickets are £50, I believe that's an early bird price. I'm not sure it'll go up by much, though. Mm. Normally they're not much more than £50 or £55 anyway. Mm. But the offer seemed that you got some kind of voucher or a discount that if you spent £30 at Music Nonstop, you got... I can't remember what you got now. I really should have this information from me. You got some kind of discount, whether it be money off or a freebie of some kind. I can't remember exactly what. But essentially, if you want the details, do better than me and actually go and look at the, both the Infest UK website or the Infest Facebook page. Mm. All has this information on. If I'd have thought to have written it down, I would have been a lot more lucid in what was occurring there. But yes, the tickets are officially on sale, so hopefully we'll get band announcements soon as well. That should be good fun.
Excellent. Looking forward to that. 15 years. Oh, it's hard to believe.
It is, the 15-year anniversary. And excellent. I think I missed the first three. And there's one missing in the middle somewhere when they took a year off, about their 11 or 12th. Lots of stuff. Track-wise, it's a track from that Tim's brought in next, and I kind of half recognised it queuing it up, but I couldn't put my finger on it. What is your fourth track?
Is this track number four on the CD player?
I believe it is. Is it meant to be four?
Yes. Sorry. I hadn't checked on my own playlist where we were up to, but yes, if it is track four, then I think a lot of people will recognise this intro and then that very first guitar riff. This is Swamp Thing by The Chameleons.
glasses, half alive in the night so fine, vague your eyes. Is it any wonder? Primal scream of the TV screen, close your eyes. Now the world is too much with me. Please leave, I just go away. Before I lose my mind completely. Please leave, I just go now. There's nothing sacred anymore. Now the demon's breaking down the door. And still you're staring down at the floor. Not too many hours from this hour. So long. The storm comes, or is it just another shower? Not too many hours from this hour. So long. The storm.
You have been listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. You have heard myself, Nigel, and Tim Sinister waffling away.
Good evening and good night.
And we've run out of time. So that was Chameleons with Swamp Thing. It was a version I've never heard before. I really like that version.
Thank you.
I'm going to leave you with Rammstein, the Mine Has Brent track that isn't the piano version that's just been released. This is the original off Mutter. So good night and see you in a fortnight's time. And
good night.
Schwarze Feen.